Now, despite we're seeing a few national surveys confirming that drinking rates for 12 to 17-year-olds are on the decrease, alcohol is still contributing to 4 out of the top 5 leading causes of death in that age group. And last week, you might remember, we looked at a state survey from WA suggesting there's actually been an increase in paramedics treating alcohol intoxication amongst teenagers, especially for young women. Now, government bodies are suggesting that education on sensible drinking should be taught at schools where it is more effective. And new research advises that there are 3 ways that parents can to help their teenagers develop a healthier relationship with alcohol. Behavioural scientist Jacqueline Bowden is from the South Australian Health Research Institute. Jackie, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, this is surprising to me that we are still talking about helping teenagers get a healthy attitude to alcohol when we are seeing a decrease in their usage of alcohol.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, the one thing that people don't actually know about, so it obviously causes the 4 in the top 5 causes of death, it's attributed to that. But teenage drinking is really a concern because their brains are still developing the critical pathways. So pathways for memory, learning, judgment and impulse control. And people don't know that damage from misuse at this critical time can lead to lots of issues in the short and longer term.
So while we might be seeing a decrease, we'd be wanting to see a 0, not just a reduced number.
That's exactly right. So the NHMRC guidelines basically state that parents should be helping their kids to reduce their consumption altogether and delay their initiation of alcohol consumption for as long as they can.
Now, you've highlighted a 3-point plan that parents can do.
Yes. So number one is, which will come as a bit of a shock to some parents because there's a lot of confusion around the place, is restricting the supply of alcohol.
Okay.
So there's a lot of confusion because parents think that they should be providing their teenagers with alcohol within the safe environment of the home. But parents are the most common source of alcohol for teenagers, and evidence is now clear that they shouldn't be providing their teenagers with alcohol because the supply by parents is actually associated with heavier teen drinking. So parents need to be aware that restricting the supply of alcohol is really important. Don't be providing it at parties and things like that. Number two, set clear expectations that alcohol consumption is not condoned. So what our research found was that when teenagers who thought that their parents would disapprove of them drinking, they're actually much less likely to drink. So it's really important that the expectations are very clear with young people and that parents are really clear that drinking isn't actually the norm, especially for 12 to 15-year-olds. And the third one, which is a little bit confronting, we know, but being a good role model is really important. So parents are the most important role models for their kids when it comes to alcohol consumption, and they need to be limiting their alcohol in front of kids wherever possible and making alcohol and drinking, or not making it the key focal point, and having alcohol-free events where they possibly can.
Now, that goes against a lot of conventional wisdom that says that, you know, by providing safe spaces for alcohol use, your kids who are going to do it anyway, they might as well do it. Did the research surprise you?
Yeah, well, it did. And, you know, I'm a parent of young kids myself. Yeah. They are quite young, but it's been something that I've been wondering myself as I started these studies. I thought, you know, there's a lot of kind of confusion out there and what is really the right thing to be doing. And, yeah, unfortunately, you know, I would have hoped that, you know, providing the alcohol in the home would be a good thing. But unfortunately, what it does is it just encourages teenagers to drink within the home, and then they're more likely to drink outside of the home as well. So it's a bit unfortunate, but it's good to know what the guidelines are so parents are aware of those.
And so it sounds like a good strategy would be healthier relationships being taught regarding alcohol being taught in schools and then being backed up by what is a fairly kind of strict parental kind of guidelines as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think parenting styles have changed quite a lot over the years. And we're now kind of in the situation where we've got a lot more permissive parenting than we did have, say, 10, 20 years ago. And that is probably part of the reason why parents are sort of starting to think, you know, maybe providing alcohol is a good way to go. But, yeah, it is kind of getting into that more strict model and being really clear that alcohol isn't condoned, because kids are actually listening, which is really positive. And what we found was that not only the 12 and 13-year-olds were listening, also the 16 and 17-year-olds were listening as well. So that's really positive news for parents, I think.
It sounds like it's also a bit of a societal shift for Australia, where there tends to be the idea of, you know, alcohol is almost a rite of passage.
Yeah, I think we do have a long way to go in terms of alcohol consumption in Australia. It's really the norm, and it is really affordable. So it's more affordable than it's been in the past 30 years. We've got more and more premises selling alcohol. We've got sports sponsorship and advertising. So it really is kind of everywhere. And it's something that we really need to be starting to focus on a lot more, because the harms due to alcohol not only hurt the families immediately around them, they hurt the economy and all sorts of things. So it's something we really need to be looking at a lot more.
And from an early age, by the sound of it. Jackie Bowden, Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you. Jackie Bowden there, behavioural scientist with the South Australia Health Research Institute, talking about some research that is counterintuitive, as I said, to conventional folk wisdom, but suggests that a harder line on alcohol at the home has a better benefit later down the track.